You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ray Holman, UAW 6000 Legislative Liaison. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm great. Did you enjoy this weekend and sunny Monday?
I really am. Hopefully we can keep the sun out. I think it's supposed to rain a little bit tonight.
That's what I heard. And I didn't even wash my car, Ray.
It was a great day today.
It was a great day today. First, I wanted to chat with you. I just had Representative Al Pischalka on from Stevensville, who was at the Blossom Time Festival and Parade in Benton Harbor over the weekend. As an observer, he chose not to when he understood protesters were coming. He just didn't think it was appropriate and bowed out of the parade and the festivities, but went as an observer. You were planning on going to Benton Harbor this weekend along with some other folks just to make your voices heard. Did you end up going?
Yeah, I did, and it was really interesting. We went and waited for Governor Snyder to walk across the bridge from St. Joe's to Benton Harbor, and he did that. He was led by, I believe, state police or the county sheriff's department, some law enforcement officials on motorcycles, and he was out walking with his blazer on, and as he came across the bridge to Benton Harbor, he was greeted with a lot of and people asking for him to be recalled, and a few people booed. I stood there with my sign and just which said put public service before profits.
And I was just going to say, and the message was was it just about emergency financial manager? It was about the whole budget issue, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's about the whole budget. I mean, I think there's just a concern that, you know, we're seeing that K-12 education is being cut, or at least his proposal, he's asking for it to be cut. And the Senate and the House just passed their budgets last week, and they cut, but not as much as the governor wants. And, of course, you know, Benton Harbor is important because that's the first city to be taken over by a financial manager. So we felt like we wanted to be there, the UAW Local 6000, to defend democracy and collective bargaining rights, and to do it in a peaceful way, but also to, you know, get our point out.
And we have talked on several occasions, and you're so generous with your time, and I appreciate that so much, Ray. We've talked about collective bargaining quite a bit with what happened in Wisconsin and so forth. Do you still feel that Governor Rick Snyder is staying true to his word and trying not to attack collective bargaining, but still wants to talk, or are you concerned with what's happening with budgets at this point?
Well, the UAW Local 6000 bargaining team will be sitting down with the Office of State Employer in late July, early August. And, you know, Governor Snyder has repeatedly stated that he wants to bargain with us at the table, which is a good thing. But overall, you know, we are concerned about some of the legislation that's being proposed. You know, some of these bills would ban public employee unions from using public sites to hold meetings. They would freeze wages during contact negotiations and prohibit, for example, release time for union stewards to investigate grievances and stuff like that. So the overall legislation is coming through, and then when you add in the emergency manager bill that passed, you know, we're concerned. But regarding state employees, he has indicated that he's going to sit down with us through the Office of State Employer and negotiate. So, you know, we're hoping that he stays true to his word.
Well, and you said these negotiations, you're going to sit down late July and August. You and I have spoken before about concessions and what union members have given up, state employee members, workers have given up. Do your membership realize that there's probably going to be more coming?
I think they do. I mean, they read the papers and listen to your radio show, and they understand that, you know, we're looking at quite a big budget deficit. But again, you know, just to remind everybody, you know, state employees since 2001 have lost 11,000 positions. We have given in concessions just since 2003, $750 million already. And, you know, some of those concessions are layoff days we've had in the past, banked time, meaning when you work, for example, 80 hours, but only get paid for 78 hours, We're paying more for health care deductible and premiums and doing the work of two and three people. So we have, you know, stepped to the table in the past to help the state balance its books, and we're hoping we get some credit for that.
What are you? Is there anything else on the agenda for the next week or so? I mean, as you said, the budgets have been passed out of the House and Senate, and now they get down to it again. Are you obviously you're keeping tabs on what's happening?
Yeah, there's going to be some real big things coming up, and the first one's going to be May 16th, and that's going to be the Revenue Estimating Conference, where you're going to have the House Fiscal Agency and the Senate Fiscal Agency give a forecast regarding the revenues coming into the state. And the big thing, the big hot topic is they're estimating right now, at least that's what we're anticipating, that there's going to be up to a $500 million coming in revenues. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that, if it's true, number one, and then number two, how that ultimately affects the budget. Because as you know, both the Senate and the House passed their budgets, and both those chambers need to reconcile the two bills, and then the governor, obviously, at the end would, you know, sign it. And everybody's kind of waiting to see exactly what the numbers look like during the Revenue Estimating Conference. So that's going to be the big thing, and that's going to be on May 16th.
And that could change the complexion of some of what we're talking about then, couldn't it?
Oh, it sure could. I'm sure that a lot of people would be calling to lessen some of the cuts in education. Of course, we'll be saying, hey, we've stepped up to the plate and given concessions, and I'm sure other individuals will say we need to put that money away for a rainy day. So I'm sure it'll be the hot topic in Lansing. You know, and the other big thing that happened, Cheryl, is the Attorney General, just on late last week, is also suing the Civil Service Commission.
That is a big one. We've got Andrew Abood, one of the Civil Service Commissioners, actually coming up next on the show after this news break. So we will follow along with that and get back with you again, Ray. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Ray Holman, UAW 6000 Legislative Liaison. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.